Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. Thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. This is the place we come together every single week to grow, to learn, to be inspired. That's what leaders do. I'm really excited to have you connected today because I believe you are that kind of leader. I want to thank all of you so much for supporting this podcast. Boy, I tell you, I'm encouraged by the comments, all of you that continue to tell us that this podcast is blessing your life. I mean, literally around the world. Thank you so much. It means a lot to us, and we appreciate it more than you could ever imagine. Let me tell you, I want you to follow me, Joseph Walker 3, Instagram. Let me know your thoughts. If this is your first time, I'd love to get to know you. Let's connect. Also, share this podcast with as many people as you can. That would really bless us if you would do that. Hope you'll do that and share it. And of course, we're just grateful, thankful for the opportunity to be a blessing. Now, I want to get into today's topic, but I do want to advise you also to go over to YouTube and make sure you subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube channel, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Now, we're very excited about this because it's an opportunity for you to gain great content on how to navigate life and balance life and business and marriage and relationships and finances. I mean, we talk about it all. So I hope you'll go over there and check it out. Let us know what you think. So we're giving you two opportunities a week to be able to get content from us. And also, josephwalker3.org is where you can order our books and other merchandise and whatever you want to get. Go right there and it'll bless your life. So today I want to talk about don't let it change you. Let me tell you one of the most powerful compliments I ever received in my life. A gentleman walked up to me. I did not know he had known me for as many years as he had. He had known me in Nashville. I did not know him as well. But he said to me, out of all the accolades and things that he watched occur through my life, all the things that he saw me accomplish and overcome and et cetera, he said, you know, the most impressive thing about you, Joseph Walker, is that I watch you never change. You've always been relational. You've always been a person that even though you walk with kings, you never lost a common touch. And boy, I tell you, I got emotional because that has been my prayer to never allow a platform, to never allow an opportunity, to never allow status to change you. I want you to hear me loud and clear. This podcast is personal. It is important for you and I to understand that if we are going to be effective, we have got to make certain that we don't allow this stuff to change us. Every leader goes through this, but I want you to hear this. I want to give you some points that I think can bless you. So I want you to lock in. Let's do it together. Because we are not going to allow any of this to change us. Are you ready? I am. Let's do it. First of all, consistent character produces great results. Let's put a pin right there. It is consistency in character. People connect with you because they have an understanding of who you fundamentally are, your values, how you treat people. And what you cannot allow to happen is just because you reach a certain level in life, you begin to change. You begin to surround yourself with people who don't carry your spirit. Your character matters. And so I tell people all the time, it is incredibly important that you make certain, listen, that you keep your character strong. That's why people connect with you, because you're a kind person, because you are an approachable person. You get results when you are accessible. I know people who don't have much and they walk around arrogant. And then I've seen people who have so many reasons to be arrogant, and yet they are so approachable, so nice when you get them by themselves. Even in public, they're just so approachable and accessible. See, it's about character. Ladies and gentlemen, it will produce results. Your business will grow. Your brand will grow. Everything about your church will grow. If you just can maintain that character, it produces it. And it really comes to the second point I want to share. It's about remaining humble. We don't often talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it today because humility is key. A lot of folks are just not humble, man. When you think about humility, you have to really process this. Like, to be humble, to be in a place now where you recognize that God could get this done without you. The Bible says, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, right? And he will exalt you in due time. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before fall. I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you to remain humble. Ladies and gentlemen, humility matters. And I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest things. You know, McCaney has that book on humility. I've read it so many times. I think it's a great book because it really helps us understand how we have to be very intentional every single day to walk in humility, to walk in wisdom and humility. The higher God takes you, the more you accomplish, the humbler you should become. It has been said, and I believe it, the greater the weight upon the shoulders, the flatter the feet are upon the ground. So I want you to walk in humility. That means you've got to be a person who doesn't take yourself that seriously. You're not grand. You're not walking around like a diva. But you walk around knowing that you are a servant, and a servant leader is not one who lives their life to be served, but who finds opportunities to serve. Here's the third thing. Don't allow work to take you away from your family. This is a big deal, right? I'm writing a book, and one of the things I'm dealing with in this book is how we glorify the grind. You know, that was that whole idea that everybody's talking about where they're going and who they're speaking for and, you know, all the things they're doing. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're never home. You're never spending time with your family, never having that quality time. This is a time now where you have to learn to never allow your workload, never allow all the things you're doing to jeopardize your family. Your family matters. So I want you to hear me loud and clear. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so important. It's so important. We are not going to allow these things we say yes to cause us to say no to our family. Don't let this change you. Your spouse needs you. Your children need you. You can look over your life one day and say, I could have written one less book. I could have taken several less conferences. I would have been present at very significant events in my children's life. I could have poured more into my marriage. Nobody wants to grow old, be successful, but miserable because your children don't know you, your spouse can't stand you. You're just old, mean, and alone with a whole lot of money because you worked hard. Nobody wants to end up like that. The blessing of the Lord maketh one rich and adds no sorrow. There's an intentionality about family because when everything else fails, when all this grind ends, you better make sure that you have some equity, some time you have spent with the people who will be there when everybody else walks away. That's your family. All right. Here is number four. The lights are temporary. I just shared this with a group of early career folks in our team. And I was trying to suggest don't chase the light, but be led by the light. Because there's so many people who do what they do because they love the lights. They love the platform. You know, when they get hot out here doing something and everybody's calling their name, I've seen so many young preachers who become these little pseudo celebrities. I've seen a lot of people in the industry and other areas in music and arts, and they get hot for a season and they think it's going to be forever. Let me tell you something. The reason why you should never change is because when they stop calling you, what are you going to do? You treated people bad on the way up once you got there. And then when nobody was calling, there are people now calling us begging for the platform, begging for an opportunity. I'm in town. Can I come by? Can I do? Because when you were hot, you know, you had all these different things. It took us to get to you. And now nobody's calling because you didn't realize lights are temporary. Lights are temporary, man. You have to be careful how you manage your season of blessing. You have to remember, man, how to treat people. You've heard this before, how you treat them going up that ladder. because you never know who you're going to meet on the way down. Number five is something I'm very passionate about, right? And it's about being relational. If nothing else you hear in this one, and I'm not going to be long on this podcast. This is going to be a different kind of podcast, but I want you to learn the power of relationship. That's one thing you'll know about me. I'm very relational. I spend time with intentional building relationships with my team, intentional time building relationships with the people who connect with my church. I'm on every new members fellowship virtually. I do a virtual connect in my church where members can come on every month and talk to me. I do once a month with our virtual campuses. I'm in Starbucks hanging out, talking to people. I sit up and just engage in great conversations. I love people. I love relationships because I learn so much. And so when people see me, they often are disarmed. They sometimes they're shocked. Like, oh my God, you talk to people, you're normal. And it grieves me that they think that's such an anomaly that I actually would have a conversation with them. I need you to understand something. There's nothing more powerful than really spending time with people and being relational, guys. So I want you to focus in on that. Relationships matter. Build strong relationships because that's what's going to help you remain the same. When you build relationships, people get to know you, know your heart. Man, people will trust your hand when they know your heart. Don't let this stuff change you where you stop speaking to people or you start, you know, I can't hang with you anymore. Just be relational. There's value in every relationship. There's something redemptive and positive in every person. So it doesn't hurt to speak to people. It doesn't hurt to take a moment and look somebody in the eyes and hear what they have to say. And that 15 seconds or 30 seconds feels like 5 minutes to them because you cared enough to listen. You thought enough. And so never get so busy where you're too busy for people. I want to say it for the people in the back. Never get so busy that you're too busy for people. People are the ones who support you, who pray for you, who are helping you to achieve the vision that God has given to you. You need people. You need people, which means you've had to focus on how to build stronger relationships. You got it? All right. Here's number six. Keep laughing. Oh, boy. Would you just keep laughing? I mean, literally, just keep laughing. Have fun. The reason why some people change is because you take this stuff so seriously, you become bitter, hardened. The things you're exposed to, you become stressed out. But I tell you what, maybe it's me, my best friend, Ricky Smiley, keeps me laughing. But I just learned to go to comedy shows, turn on YouTube, find something funny. I love laughing. I share jokes with my friends. Laughter is medicine to the soul. So while you're out here with all this stress every day and stressful and crying and upset, find some time throughout the day to laugh at something. I mean, laugh for real. Laughter is a blessing, and I do it all the time. So I want to encourage you to do that. You'd be amazed at how that will be a blessing to your life. Got it? Let's laugh together, guys. All right? Now, I'm going to review. I told you I'm not going to be long on this one. It's going to be different. We're talking about not letting this stuff change us. The first thing is about consistent character produces great results. Keep your character right. Make sure you are the same person you've always been. Your values. Don't let this stuff change you, that you compromise the integrity of who you are. Number two, remain humble. Keep a humble spirit, a genuine humble spirit. Don't walk around in pride. Don't walk around arrogant with your head up, but walk around in a place where you don't allow, number three, all this stuff to take you away from what's important, like your family. Come to a place where you begin to reset your priorities and make sure in the midst of all you're getting, all the stuff you're trying to accomplish, you don't leave your family behind. When God told Abraham he was going to give him a promise, Abraham was going to be the father of many nations. The Bible said when he left, he took Sarah, his wife, with him. Take your family with you. And then remember, the lights are temporary. People are applauding, clapping, but that stuff is futile. It's fleeting. So you better treat people right when you're on top because you might need them when you're on the bottom. Don't let those lights change you. Just because you're popular, you're famous, your business is blowing up, now you're walking by people crazy. No, don't let this stuff change you. The lights are temporary. Remain relational. Be kind. Speak to people. Be intentional about these kind of relationships. Build healthy relationships. Keep laughing. Tell jokes. DM me. I'll send you a few. You got to keep laughing, man, because laughter is medicine for the soul. And then number seven, finally, keep your heart pure. If you keep your heart pure, man, you keep the main thing the main thing. This is why I wanted to teach on this. This is why I didn't need all the time. I just wanted to just drop this one. Let this bless you today. Keep your heart pure. At the end of the day, man, all the stuff that you're exposed to, all the things you experience, it is important that your heart remains pure. When your heart is pure, your motives are pure, your methods are pure, your transactions are pure, the end game is pure. It comes from a place of genuine honesty and purity to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do it not unto man, but do it to the glory of God. I want to thank you so much. It means a lot that you've connected with me today. And this podcast, I told you, was going to be different, but I wanted to get it succinctly to you today. Don't let this stuff change you. As a next level leader, I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me how this blessed you. Hit me up at josephwalker3.org on my website, josephwalker3 Instagram. Make sure you comment, let me know. Go over there to our YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and listen to what we're saying on that side as well. I appreciate you so much. You guys are amazing. And listen, to enter the day, y'all, all this stuff we have can flip and change on a dime. But what should not change is the person listening to me right now. That's how your mother raised you. Be that same genuine, kind, humble, God-fearing person you know you can be. And when you're that way, watch how the blessings of the Lord will flow into your life. I want to thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in today. And I mean it. And I really want you to take this seriously. Go back and listen to this and share this with as many people as you can, because what we need more are people who are genuine, authentic, and people who refuse to let this stuff change us. You got it? Y'all, we need you. I need you to win. I need you to be that same person I know you can be. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let me know you were being blessed. And I pray God's richest blessings be upon you and yours. Until next time, be blessed. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.